Music from a string quartet usually features the sounds of two violins, a viola, and a cello. It's classical simplicity, but that's pretty much it. Unless that string quartet happens to be called Ethel. Here's the world's Sean Dean Silversmith.
That is Soma. You may recognize the sounds of a string quartet, but not played like this before. That's Ethel, a string quartet from New York City. But what makes their latest album so special is their collaboration with Native American artist Robert Mirambeau. Influences for their new album, The River, were drawn from indigenous music within the U.S. as well as Morocco, Nigeria, and Tibet. But it's also deeply personal, according to cellist Dorothy Lawson.
The River, as a body of music, is like a self-portrait of the quartet with Robert Mirambeau. You know, it's kind of a musical selfie.
The album was recorded in 2015 in the home of Robert Mirambeau on the Taos Pueblo Indian Reservation in northern New Mexico. Mirambeau, who's a 3-time Grammy winner, says he drew his inspiration for the album from his cultural traditions and the Pueblo River that flows past his home.
I had been seeing things from a very tribal and ceremonial perspective about river and how we as each individual are connected to so many different aspects of how the river is, where it flows, how it flows into other people. So that was my inspiration, was to create music that is metaphorically based on humanity yet still has that essence of river going through us.
Mirambeau has been collaborating with Ethel for the past 6 years, but this is their first studio album. Cellist Dorothy Lawson says she always dreamed that Ethel could spread their wings like this.
You can hear a really wonderfully wide range of human style and experience in the album because each of us brought different colors.
That sound you hear, that sound that makes it so different, that's Robert Mirambeau playing the Native American flute.
I wanted to get the Native American flute beyond the stereotypical wind blowing through the trees and birds and I wanted to get it to the level of how dynamic this flute can become. And the only way I could do it was through someone that could bend their notes, bend their pitches just a little bit with just their fingers, fretless instruments. All you need is four, a viola, a cello, and two violinists, and it'll create some amazing, amazing aspects and put the native flute on top of it.
Ethel is currently touring with The River with Robert Mirambeau. For The World, I'm Shondine Silversmith.